We're talking with Dr. Ron Rapay about what parents need to know about treatment for children with anxiety disorders. Dr. Rapay is professor of psychology at Macquarie University in Sydney, Australia, where he's also the director of the Center for Emotional Health, which focuses on the understanding, treatment, and prevention of anxiety, depression, and related mental health problems. Dr. Rapay, let me ask you, how can parents recognize an anxiety disorder in a young child?
Children who are anxious tend to be characterized by a lot of anxious and worried sorts of thoughts. So a lot of parents, when they think about the way their child talks about situations, will recognize negative sorts of things that the child will often say, things where the child starts to look on the negative side of whatever might happen. Who will be there, and will I get hurt, or if I do that, it's going to be dangerous, thoughts like that. In addition, the major feature of anxious children is that they tend to avoid. So parents will recognise their child, who the type of child who just simply doesn't want to do things, and doesn't want to do it not because they're being difficult, but because they genuinely seem to be scared of that. If I do that, I'm going to get into trouble, I'm going to get hurt, something's going to go wrong, I may never see you again, those sorts of beliefs.
Can parents do anything to prevent such a disorder from developing?
Parents can certainly play a major role in helping their child overcome their fears. And the sorts of things that parents need to do are really very much common sense things. Most parents do these things to a small extent, and it basically means getting the children to encouraging your child to start to do the things that they're scared of doing, to start to face their fears. But doing that in a very gradual way, doing it in a way that the child feels they have control over it, that you're not pushing them, and clearly giving the message that you care for and love the child in doing that, that you're not doing it as a sort of a punishment or something they have to do, but something that's going to be useful for them. And as I said, most parents know that and do some of that, but typically what goes wrong is that parents do it half-heartedly or do it in bits and pieces, or they perhaps give in to the child if the child cries and gets upset enough. And of course, that's what they need to not do. They need to be very systematic and do it on a regular basis.
And if a child does have an anxiety disorder, what kinds of treatment options are available?
The treatment options, the two main sorts of treatment options are medication or CBT. Within the CBT programs, the main programs really do the sort of thing that I was just describing a minute ago. So really, the programs involve a very systematic way of organising fears so that children gradually face their fears in a very structured and very systematic sort of way. They also often teach the children different ways of thinking. So those negative thoughts that the children engage in, the tendency to look on the negative side of everything, the programs try to teach the children to look at the world in a more realistic fashion, to look at evidence for what they're concerned about. And they'll also often teach the children practical skills, different ways of interacting with other children, for example, so they don't get teased or bullied, or different ways of dealing with adults so that they feel more confident.
How long does it take, if you can characterize, before a child and the family might see some results?
Typically, most of these programs tend to be around about the 12-week mark, so some of them are a little bit shorter, some of them a little bit longer. But you generally will start to see some results within maybe 6 weeks, and children often will start to show really marked improvements by about 10 to 12 weeks of treatment, as long as they practice regularly and as long as the family is behind them and encourages lots of practice and repeated exercises, you see changes fairly quickly.
So that's outside of the therapist's office. You've answered the question about what is required. The whole family is involved.
Well, it varies between programs. There are some programs where only the child, or essentially the child, is involved, and some of the programs where parents are involved as well. To some extent, that'll vary, of course, depending on the age of the child. So for younger children, most therapists would typically include the parents. For older children, and particularly for older adolescents, most of the therapy would be directed directly at the teenager. It'll also vary between therapists. So there are some therapists who really believe that including the parents is essential, and others who believe it's not. And in fact, the scientific evidence on that is fairly mixed. And some of the studies do suggest that when parents are involved, you get better results, but some of the studies don't show that. So either way, the children seem to improve in both sorts of treatment.
Is there any advice you could give to parents about helping them manage their children's anxiety?
I think the major thing parents need to do is to try not to take over for the child, even when the child really seems to need it and want it. There's a real, very natural tendency that when you've got a child who's crying and distressed and upset, you want to run in and help them. And of course you do, because you love and care for them. But what tends to happen often in the relationship of a parent and child is that the parent of an anxious child starts to then anticipate that, and they'll start to jump in earlier and earlier. And then you'll find that they're getting into a habit where they're essentially giving the child the message that you can't do it yourself, or that you need me to help you. So parents need to ask themselves, do I really need to help here, or could my child possibly do this themselves? And see if they can pull back a bit. Together with that, the strategies we were talking about before, then they need to try and include those. So to start to gradually encourage your child to push a little bit, to try things, even if they're hard, and to see if they can deal with it.
Thank you, Dr. Rapay. That's very helpful. And this is Jean Kaplan-Tycho for ADAA.